Imagine opening your front door and feeling instant relief rather than stress. Death cleaning, despite its morbid name, is about creating that feeling every day. This Swedish practice isn't just another decluttering trend, it's a revolutionary approach to taking control of your life and legacy. Unlike aesthetic minimalism, death cleaning acknowledges our mortality while celebrating life. It's about making conscious choices now so you can live better today and leave a manageable legacy tomorrow. When you consider what happens to your possessions after you're gone, decisions become remarkably easier. That stuffed animal from mom that's been sitting in a box for decades? Why not gift it to your niece now and enjoy her smile rather than leaving someone else to feel guilty about trashing it later? The science is clear. Decluttering improves sleep quality, enhances mental health, boosts creativity, reduces allergens, minimizes arguments, and saves both time and money. Your home should be a sanctuary, not a storage unit, a place where your shoulders relax the moment you walk through the door. We're masters at inventing reasons not to declutter. I might need it someday is perhaps the most common, but if you haven't used something in years, you likely won't need it tomorrow. Everything you own should earn its keep. I don't have time is another classic, yet we find hours for Netflix. Start with just 5 minutes daily, adding items to a donation box. Momentum builds naturally. But I spent good money on that. It's just guilt talking. Think of letting go as investing in your sanity rather than living with buyer's remorse. For sentimental items, remember, a thing is not a memory. Take a photo if you need a visual reminder. Decluttering requires personal motivation, your why, not external pressure. Forget all-or-nothing approaches. Take baby steps instead. Research donation options beforehand, as animal shelters might take old pillows while thrift stores won't. Choose helpers wisely. Include cheerleaders and straight talkers, not sentimental enablers. Build your let-it-go muscles gradually with easy wins, one drawer, expired goods, junk mail, before tackling anything important. Clothing is often the easiest starting point with straightforward decisions. Those someday jeans aren't motivating, they're punishing. Accept your current body, wear clothes that celebrate it, and discard what doesn't. Replace worn basics and recycle unusable items through programs like H&M's. The EPA reports 80% of clothing ends in landfills. Invest in fewer, higher quality pieces going forward. Seasonal decorations consume valuable resources. Don't eliminate joy. Curate collections you truly love. Each season, donate items you no longer cherish to thrift stores. Establish clear criteria. Have you used it in the last 6 months? Will you use it in the next 6? Maybe isn't acceptable. This use it or lose it principle efficiently overcomes emotional attachments. Abandoned projects and unused equipment should go. Release old dreams to make room for new ones. Much of what fills your home wouldn't be missed if it vanished overnight. Once decorations and collectibles have served their purpose, let others enjoy them. Hidden spaces, attics, basements, garages, storage units, harbor lazy clutter. A garage too full for your car or expensive storage units miles away waste resources. Storage units should be temporary stations, not permanent solutions. If you're the family glue, prevent your possessions from causing conflict after you're gone. Even well-raised children can succumb to grief-induced jealousy. Before offering or willing items, ask what people might actually want. Gift coveted items now to witness the joy and document everything else. That generational wedding dress? In reality, these often languish unused in storage. With fewer marriages, changing tastes, and different body types, be prepared for rejection when offering yours. Forcing antique furniture on someone without asking is unreasonable, whether gifted now or bequeathed later. Your taste isn't universal. Ask first and respect the answer. Similarly, with china patterns, many people no longer maintain separate good dishes. Except when your children decline these items. When decluttering, sidestep sentimental items initially. They'll derail your momentum. set aside anything emotionally charged until you've processed everything else. Once you've built decluttering resilience, tackle the keepsakes gradually, taking breaks when needed. Death cleaning means taking responsibility so loved ones don't face your mess later. Your computer likely needs the most attention. Spend minutes weekly organizing important files and deleting junk. Consider, would you be comfortable with someone browsing your digital content if something happened to you? Most paperwork doesn't need physical storage. If it's retrievable online quickly, don't keep it. Retain only what's irreplaceable: medical directives, will, recent tax documents, deeds, birth certificates, and account lists. Everything should fit in a small fireproof safe. Ensure your executor knows where to find account details and login credentials. Without preparation, even finding basic insurance information becomes needlessly difficult during emergencies. An organized account list is a simple kindness for grieving family. For sensitive items you wouldn't want discovered, take precautions. Appoint someone to delete digital content and secure physical items in a locked box labeled "throw away without opening" to spare everyone unnecessary discomfort. With every decluttered section, you reclaim control over your life. Notice the benefits: better sleep, increased energy and creativity, reduced anxiety, and less cleaning. These advantages extend beyond your home to improved self-confidence, decision-making, and clearer priorities. Develop purposeful systems. You already instinctively place items where needed: phone charger by the bed, dog leash by the door. Think about items you frequently misplace and create permanent solutions for them. The simplest way to maintain a clutter-free home? Stop buying unnecessary things. Redefine need. Do you truly need that fancy gadget when a basic version works fine? When tempted to purchase, imagine putting that money toward an experience instead. Decluttering becomes ongoing maintenance after the initial work. Each object presents an opportunity to ask, do you need it? Use it? Does it make you happy? Could it bring someone else more joy? Most things we keep evoke memories and emotions. Give yourself the gift of separating memory from object. Without its story, an item is just an item. As you declutter, savor those memories, share stories, or document them. Then let the stuff go. The story is what matters. Even after careful decluttering, items allocated to your children may still end up discarded. Make it clear your love isn't tied to them keeping your things. This generous act breaks the clutter cycle, frees them from guilt, and gives them space for their own lives. Fewer possessions mean greater freedom, both financially and physically. Choose experiences over objects. Life is brief, and this one is yours. You may have started decluttering to avoid leaving a mess, but you've taken responsibility, rebuilt relationships, and regained control. Our time is limited. Balance planning and action with rest and enjoyment. Your legacy isn't your possessions. It's the life you lived and love you shared. It's never too late to begin anew.